Veteran broadcaster John Laws, known to generations of Australians as the Golden Tonsils, has passed away peacefully at the age of 90. Laws' voice was a fixture on the airwaves for more than 70 years, shaping talkback radio and influencing public discourse across the country. Tributes are pouring in from across the radio industry, political circles and the public, honouring Laws' unmatched contribution to Australian radio. The Wire's Thomas Kutis spoke to Dr. Dennis Muller, Senior Research Fellow at the Centre for Advancing Journalism, the University of Melbourne, asking him what made John Laws such an influential figure in Australian radio for over six decades.
Well, first, he had the gift of a golden voice. He was called the Golden Tonsils, and that voice, it's not a trivial thing because it was the voice that was so distinctive,
yes,
and which not only enabled him to be a very successful radio broadcaster, but it was very attractive to advertisers because it carried gravitas, it was familiar, and so it became a great money spinner for him. He was a voiceover on many, many radio commercials, and the combination, I think, of that voice, the fact that he was a pioneer of talkback radio. He was very early on to it, that he sort of set the template for it. This combination of the strong voice, the combative style, the attempt to influence politics, these characteristics, which I think have become part of what we understand by talkback radio, were to a large extent invented by Laws.
How did he get that distinctive voice and earn him the nickname the Golden Tonsils?
Oh, well, he was born with it.
Yes.
But he had a long career in broadcasting. He started very young. He started in 1953 as quite a young man in Bendigo.
Yes, and would he be the second longest radio presenter? Because Bob Rogers, he was like, 78 years in radio?
Yes, he would be about second to Bob Rogers.
Yes.
In fact, he worked with Bob Rogers for a while. They did a music program together.
They did, yes.
But then it was in 1967, the broadcasting regulations were changed to allow for telephone conversations to be put to air. Up to that point,
oh, right,
that had been banned.
Okay.
And he was a pioneer. He was onto this really quickly with a handful of other radio presenters at the time, but Laws was the most effective because he brought to it that combative style. A lot of the other broadcasters who took up talkback radio tended to be rather gentlemanly, but Laws was not of that cast of mind. He understood, I think, that people wanted things told straight, and he told them straight. He could be crude, he could be cruel, and there was something about the human condition where people rather enjoy other people being taken down in public, and so I think particularly if they're public servants or politicians. And so I think there was that combination of the voice, certainly, but also his temperament and his realization of what would really work as talkback radio that really set the template for what we have today.
Now, he would have shaped a lot of political opinion and public opinion. In what way did he shape that?
He had a very big national audience, but his really crucial audience was in the western suburbs of Sydney, because that is a very large population. A lot of people of not very well off, a lot of powerless people, and he gave them a voice. He would stand up for them. He would take on government departments. He'd take on big corporations like the banks and the airlines and so on. And he became a kind of folk hero, particularly in that part of the world. And that part of the world, Western Sydney, contains a lot of very important, very often marginal federal electorates. And so that gave him real political clout because his capability to connect with people was a tremendously strong political asset. And people like Paul Keating when he was treasurer, John Howard when he was prime minister, they wanted to borrow some of that. They wanted to borrow some of that credibility, some of that ability to connect with people. And so they were always clamoring to get on the Laws program.
I always found that John Laws had a different sort of style to other broadcasters. Would you agree?
He did. He wasn't quite as, shall we say, dogmatic as Alan Jones, for example. And he didn't really try to play into policy making the way Alan Jones did. Alan Jones became almost a de facto member of the New South Wales State Cabinet at one point.
Oh.
Now, Laws did not go down that route, but Laws was a masterful communicator, and also because of his audience reach, he did wield real power in his own right. And I think that was crucial to not only to his success as a getter of ratings for his broadcasting station, but to his success in getting politicians like prime ministers and treasurers not just to appear on the program, but to use the program to make important policy announcements very often.
Dr. Dennis Muller from the University of Melbourne there, speaking to The Wire's Thomas Kudus.